they're witches, but you know that's implied.
Got the storytelling, ego swelling, pillow talking, moonlight walking, sea hags.
Anthony Kiedis is so bad at rhyming. Welcome to the Sea Hags Podcast.
I'm Katie Norgren.
Oh, I'm Chris Shepa. Normally I say that right after.
That's fine. You hesitated, so I jumped in.
Oh, man. Thank you.
That's because we're on my turf today.
Yes, we are in the Sea Hags Riverside Shack.
Yep, we are actually on top of my real bed right now. The bed that I sleep in.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
It's so comfy.
It's pretty. We got the velour out, you know, just to try to keep the surfaces all sensuous as they are in our regular studio. We don't want anyone to feel cheated.
Yes,
auditorially.
It's true.
Auditorially.
Auditorially.
Auditoriumly. Well, it's good.
I gotta say, the amount of statement necklaces that I can see is quite significant.
Yes, well, you know the Nordgrens.
Between you and your wife, you guys have a fuck ton of statement necklaces.
We are a statement necklace household. Honestly, we're very committed to our beliefs.
I was actually wondering if, because I'm over in New West, because we're going to go out and see a band, and we're going to go dancing tonight.
Yeah.
Can I borrow a statement necklace?
You can borrow anything you want.
Oh my god!
Oh my god, you can borrow whatever.
I'm wearing a super cute black dress, so, like, any of your necklaces are going to go great with it.
There's so many. There's a necklace for every day of the month.
Oh,
I was going to say week, and I'm like, seven's not that many necklaces.
No, there's like a million in here, right?
That's maybe a bit of an overstatement.
I don't think so. I disagree with
you. It's just like clinkety-clankety sounds of metal everywhere.
You sleep on a pile of statement necklaces.
We're actually both dragons. It's our hoard of jewels.
I can see that.
We're secret dragons wearing human skin all the time.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I was, when I came in, I was like, Katie, you look kind of different today, and it's because she parted her hair on the other side.
Yeah, she's like, who is this woman greeting me? It's like, it's me from the mirror universe. But yeah, I have to cover up that stupid shave piece that I have on my hair that's growing back, and it's all just brown, and it looks so sad.
Aww.
Looks like a dead daffodil. Not a fan.
Speaking of dead daffodils, spring is here, and they're alive, and it's nice.
I'm very itchy. Are you itchy?
Are you getting the allergies?
My eyes are so itchy even
my
now.
My current office is like a not very, like it's an old hairdresser studio or something, and it was just recently replastered.
Okay.
It's so dusty. I just started coughing.
Wow, you're really committed to the bit. Impressive.
Yeah, it's very, very dusty, and so I was just like, is it allergies? Am I getting sick? Am I tired? Or is it just like the plaster dust everywhere, and it's all of the above, except for the getting sick. I think I'm okay.
Okay. Well, hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully. I am just gonna go turn off that fan that's going.
Okay.
Maybe. Just if you wanna. Leave it in for Cinema Veritas. Verite?
Katie's so fancy, she's got two bathrooms in this apartment.
Yeah, we don't have to go nearly as... Are we even going to take that out? Probably not.
I don't know.
It's content.
I kind of don't have the energy to edit, so we'll see what happens.
Well, you just get the behind-the-scenes good stuff. You're like, do these bitches edit anything? The answer is surprisingly yes.
I like, there was a tweet from, I think, probably Merritt, who's like one of the only people I still follow on Twitter.
Yeah.
I was just like, do edit your podcast. Not too much, but definitely do edit it.
Definitely do edit it.
It's necessary sometimes. But maybe this is, you know, it's a sleepover cast, you guys. It's going to be raw and unfiltered.
Yeah, so raw. Just the rawest. We're raw talking it tonight.
Ew.
Sorry. I got away from myself. You put the white wine into me.
You had one sip of white wine.
Yeah, I'm gone. Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm just full of beans today.
Yeah.
Just full of silly beans. I actually had a good night's sleep last night, so.
That's so good. I'm very happy for you.
Oh, and I stayed in bed so long. I, like, didn't get out of bed till 2.
Whoa.
But then I went to the gym, so it kind of, like, canceled itself
That's
out.
That's pretty luxurious, my friend.
It was, yeah, I'm jealous of me, and I got to do it. I just feel really bad because you have to work so stupid hard this month.
Yeah, you know what I did this morning is I got up at 9 a.m., so not too terribly early.
It still sucks.
Yeah, because it's like the sixth day in a row that I'm working now, and I went to wave a bunch of orange signs on Commercial and Broadway with a bagpiper.
Toot, toot, toot.
So I listened to bagpipes really early in the morning, and it was
great.
It was actually super great, though. He's a nice man. And he followed us around playing bagpipes, and we got lots of people to honk their horns.
He was like, hey, turn off those bagpipes, honk, honk.
Pretty much.
Turn off your bagpipes. Basically, stop blowing into them, I guess.
Stop blowing yourself.
Quit blowing yourself. Quit blowing yourself.
Yeah, the guy was playing, like, all kinds of stuff that weren't traditional Scottish
songs
on the bagpipes.
If you want my body, anything I'm sexy.
That's a traditional Scottish folk song.
Of course it
is. That's Rod Stewart, right?
Yep. Is he Scottish?
Yes.
Okay, that would explain why that's in So I Married an Axe
Murderer. Roddy Stewart. Stewart. That was a terrible Scottish accent that I...
Stewart, bring in the paper! Yeah, that movie is not a good movie, but So I Married an Axe Murderer is... Well, I love it, but
you keep just flipping your hair back to the other way.
It doesn't feel right on this side.
It's so funny. Katie in the Mirror Universe.
I feel like I've broken through and I'm trying to make a life as the regular Katie, and I'm not doing a very good job of it. Like, I feel like the cracks are showing very quickly here. If my tattoo's on the wrong side, that's how you know.
Ooh, spooky.
Da, 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 da. Oh, it's still on my left arm. No, you're fine. It's okay. Cool.
The shark is coming straight for me.
Rah! This is very visual. This is nothing for people on the other end.
I don't think this episode is really for people.
No, I think this is...
for that sweet, sweet content.
I believe the French call it filaire.
Filaire.
Le filaire. Yes, we are in... We're in the sticks of the election now. Was that the word? In the swamp?
It's only been, like, a few days, but I feel like it's been years...
Yeah, you're sounding kind of overwhelmed.
I was, but you know what? I'm actually getting a lot less overwhelmed. So I've done bits and pieces on campaigns, but I've never been campaign staff before. Mm-hmm. And now I'm doing voter contact, which is a lot of database management and a lot of phoning people and a lot of arranging for volunteers to go door knocking and blah, blah, blah. And so we are strategizing and we're putting stuff together. And basically you have to like build a whole brand new thing from scratch. Fun. And, like, there are conventions that you follow, and there's, like, stuff that you have to do, and there's stuff that everyone, like, always does, but we're basically, like, we set up an office, had to arrange it all, had to, like, put up all of our strategy things.
Right.
It's new, and I don't really know what I'm doing, so I was pretty overwhelmed right away, because I was just like, someone tell me what to do, give me some direction, give me a job, like... And now it's starting to come together.
Yeah, but then it was like, you're the boss, kind of.
I'm definitely not the boss. There is a campaign manager, and she's great, but she was also just having to start everything, and now that she's got all of that stuff together, she is delegating more things, and now I have tasks.
Cool.
And my my to-doist, as we talked about on last week's episode, my organizer, when you check stuff off your to-do list... you get points, and it shows you a graph, and my productivity has gone up significantly in the last couple of days. My chart just went way, way, way up.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't want to take anything for granted in this election.
Right.
But right now, we're killing it, and it's great, and we have lots of orange signs out all over the neighborhood, and my candidate is incredibly energetic and wonderful, and so I actually feel like I don't have to worry so much, because she's like... She loves knocking on doors and stuff, so we're just like, go play in the neighborhood, and then she comes back and she's like, I got rid of all my signs, and everyone's voting for me, and we're like,
great.
Hey!
Huzzah! Huzzah! Yeah, I am.
Oh, man.
We have fun, don't we?
Yeah.
I love to drink.
I definitely am over-drinking, so whatever.
You know what? Yeah, me too, though. I really am. This whole week, I've just been like, woo! My mom gave me a gorgeous bottle of wine after I drank most of a bottle already at her house. It was the Chambertin Reserve... Bacchus. that was a journey we just went on. It was so good. Oh my god, it was the best.
I really, really love that grape.
That's
one of my favorite varietals, in fact.
I was like, Mom, this wine's so fancy, are you sure? She's like, I think it's $20, so it's fine. Yeah. You're my child.
It tastes like basil and peaches. It's so good.
Oh my god, that's totally it. Like, it's very sweet without being cloying. It's sweet and dry at the same time somehow, and that's a very unusual combo. It's like fresh and green tasting, I find. Mm-hmm. I guess it's the basil.
Yeah.
The basil. Mm-hmm.
It would taste really good with a margarita pizza, basically, is my ideal dream pairing.
That is literally my favorite pairing. I was talking about that with somebody yesterday about, you know, your execution meal. What would you have? I was like, a... $20 bottle of wine and a perfect margarita pizza is what I truly, truly desire.
Really? On your deathbed?
Well, I want several things. That's one course. But the first course would just be skinny fries and chicken fingers with all this, like, array of sauces. All the sauces of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what I would like. I just like starch and sugar and fat.
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
I would like a cold glass of white wine and a seafood linguine of some kind.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like a... Linguini vongole. I had, like, one of the most amazing clams.
Oh, thank you. I wasn't sure if my face was communicating that. She was like, huh?
I had the most delicious, it's, like, the simplest thing, but I haven't been able to find anyone that's recreated it as good as this random restaurant in Steveston that we went to, because everything else was super crowded and expensive.
Weird.
So we wound up at this, like, one random restaurant, and it was, like, so garlicky. It's just, like, clams in white wine and butter.
Nice.
And maybe some red pepper flakes. That's about it. But it's just so simple, so perfect. My mouth is watering. I think I'm quite hungry.
Yeah, we're going to the Union Jack pub tonight. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna have mushy peas and chips.
Oh God.
And pies and things in a Pim's cup. Ooh.
Yo, you can have a Pim's cup.
I'll have 100 Pim's cups.
I have nothing against Pim's cups, but I don't know.
You have something against Pim's
cups. It's kind of syrupy. Yeah. It's kind of brown. It's not like the most inspiring of beverages.
Hey, it's like a rusty red color sometimes.
Not
no?
great.
Yeah, right. Well, it's kind of orangey brown. You're right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So good, though. Makes me feel like a fancy Britishman.
It's just like, there are so many...
In a big hat.
There are so many garden party cocktails that you could have. Why would you go with a Pim's cup that tastes like it's got some medicinal shit in it?
Oh, but I love that medicinal shit. Do you prefer an Aperol spritz, then? Or
I like gin and tonic with some cucumbra.
A concombre.
Cucumber. I just like a cucumber.
Did you see that guy?
Cucumber. What?
Did you see that medical, his medical Monday, I can't remember what the guy's name is, but he's like a Rasta dude from Jamaica who is talking about the value of cucumbers. I think he's like a vegan or something like that. And he just raps about how great a cucumber is. And it's called, he calls it a cucumber. Because that's apparently what it's called in Jamaica. And it's like, it's really great. Maybe I should link to that on the write-up, which I will probably forget to do, but whatever. It's very cute. Just look up Medical Monday Cucumber. You'll have a great time. Enjoy. Ding.
Ding.
That was me winking.
Oh, wink.
Good Foley.
Yes.
Very good Foley.
I like it. It's cheeky. But, but yeah, but I'm just kind of trying to keep my head above water with this whole business.
Yeah.
And try to have a good time and try to pace myself and have fun and enjoy kind of like, I get a month off of my other job.
But you're working your ass off at this other thing.
I know, but I can make it fun.
That's
so
great.
Tomorrow I'm gonna go, like, out door knocking, which is the thing that I used to, like, totally be dreading about. But now that I've, like, trained a bunch of people and told them what to do, I'm like, oh, I should do it myself so that I can, A, train them better, and B, I actually know a lot.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Well, yeah, I know actually, like, a lot about stuff, and I know what the platform... Oh, my God, the NDP platform is so good, Katie. It's so good.
It's so good.
They want to create a Ministry of Mental Health and Addiction.
Hell yeah, Big Daddy John Horgan's gonna bring it.
Big Daddy John Horgan, oh my goodness. He definitely had an earring for a long time. And there's a picture of him, like, in his rugby days with, like, long, flowing hair. And
delish.
Pretty cute. Not gonna lie.
he looks like a combination between my dad and Ron Perlman, mm-hmm. the guy who plays Hellboy. He kind of has a bit of Hellboy face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He just seems like a good dude. I don't know.
He's sort of like he's a bit of a scrapper.
Yes.
I get the impression he's got that sort of like Irish fire in him where he's just like, fuck you.
Well, there was like a write-up of him that called him a mercurial Irishman. And I'm like, that's not actually what I want a leader to be, is mercurial necessarily. I don't think he is. He seems like a generally sunny guy, self-described as that in the article,
which is kind of funny. Like, who calls himself mercurial? What are
he
you?
He seems like he's got a pretty even keel.
Severus Snape.
Yeah. He might be a Gryffindor Slytherin. He's definitely a Gryffindor. He's definitely a jock for justice.
Oh, he's a total jock for justice.
Yeah.
I like jocks, though.
Me too.
I've come around on jocks big time since going to the gym. Right now, I'm just like, oh, you people just love your muscles. It's just great.
You just love your muscles.
As if that's not where I'm at right now. I love my muscles.
I
so
love
much.
Your muscles.
My muscles are so good.
I know, they are.
I was just going to rebrand this podcast about Katie's Muscle Cast. And I'll just flex into the microphone and it'll be like, squeak! I don't know what the sound of a flexing muscle is.
It's like, our podcast doesn't have segments, but it could, and it would be like Katie's sleep update and then Katie's muscle cast update.
Absolutely. Those are the two things that I care about. It's like, how am I sleeping? How am I flexing? And the answer to both today is pretty good.
Yay.
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay, that ends that segment.
Yep. I bench pressed 65 pounds today. No big deal. No big deal.
That's actually pretty great.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I'm into it.
Thanks.
I should move my body more.
If you want.
I walked up the hill and I was very out of breath when I got to your door.
Fuck this.
Yeah, New West is a real hill town, man.
It's, we're the hill people.
It's Hillville.
It's Hillville. All the hills, the hill people milk. It's the alcohol Kenneth drinks in 30 Rock. What's this? Alcohol? No, this is just hill people milk. Wonder if anyone can tell how much I just moved in the last 10 seconds.
That's fine. You're fine. Everything's fine.
It's all fine. It's all well and good.
Yeah. I'm just, thank you for inviting me out.
You're welcome.
I get to sleep over here tonight.
In a big old bed.
Yeah. and just have a nice night. Oh my god, maybe I'll take a bath. It'll be, has Chris had a bath update is another
It'll be, segment. No, she hasn't. She has many showers, no baths. Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll take a bath.
But who can get every, this bitch in a tub?
Every time that I've got, like, bathtub intentions, it just never seems to come to pass.
Yeah, we've done that here, we've done that at my parents, you just haven't hit the tub, haven't hit it.
What if I secretly...
Maybe you don't really want to take a bath.
I know, that's what I was just going to say. Maybe I secretly don't like baths, but I just...
But you love baths.
I want to like them. I like the idea of a bath more than actually taking a bath. I think that's it.
Really? Because I love baths. Mm. It's the only thing I care about.
But I'm just like, why, if I love them so much, how come I don't...
Why don't you marry them? Well, I'm waiting for an answer.
Because then I'd have to disconnect it from the house and, like, drag a bathtub into a little garden somewhere.
You take it to the Home Depot. Like, are you stealing this? No, this is mine. I brought it from home. I'm married to it now.
You and no. Beth go shopping at Home Depot for, like, bath accessories.
It's like, Karen, this is embarrassing for me.
The bath's name is Karen.
No. Karen's the wife. The bath's name is Barry. Barry the bath, named after my terrible neighbor.
Oh my god. Oh, right. That's what I was totally gonna say. I wish
no updates. Haven't fought the neighbor.
Okay. I wanted to be talking on my cell phone as I came out of the elevator and be like, oh, and then this guy Barry who hates snakes or something like that. Or I had a very dark thought in the elevator as well that was just like, yeah, I'm gonna go check in on my friend because she had to get rid of her snake and now
she's suicidal.
Yeah, she hasn't left her house in like a week and I'm just really worried about her, so I'm gonna check in on her right now as I walk past his house and make him feel so bad. But I bet he wouldn't care.
I'm sure he has no feelings.
He has no empathy. Not at all. A monster that would do that would never
Another thing that care. I'm thinking about including in the roundup if I remember, which I almost certainly won't, is that I took a photo of the Strata minutes from this month, which are so funny because it's like they do all the correspondence between the Strata and members of like who've violated bylaws and stuff. So they got in there, they have council received information that the snake has been rehomed. Council moved to send a thank you letter to the tenant or to the owners who have rehomed their snake for rehoming the snake, is basically what it said. Oh, so we got a thank you note from them saying like thank you for complying with our letter. I was like fuck off forever and always, but it's pretty funny also.
Yeah, Strata Council gets a bad rap, but usually it's just all the really annoying people on.
Yeah, ours is, I have no real complaints about ours. It's just like, there's one dickhead in that, well, there's just some dickheads, whatever. Yeah. There's 180 people who live in this building. Mm-hmm. Some of them will be dicks.
Yeah. But it's not like a co-op board, which like apparently is also just like a hellish experience.
Oh, much more so, I would think. Because
you have to like make consensus-based decisions, whereas the Strata is just like, give us your money and we're gonna do stuff.
Well, pretty much, but even then it's still consensus-based, like, we were supposed to do this
Tell me about, like, home ownership, Katie.
Oh, it's so exciting. no one will ever experience it, and we just, like, somehow slid in at the last possible second to do it.
Slithered in like a tropical snake.
Like a tropical snake that I'm not allowed to have. Yeah, they're mostly pretty darn fine, you know? Pretty darn good. But no, they wanted to...
such a Midwestern mom.
So Midwestern, yeah. They were wanted to redo the building envelope to keep it as waterproof as possible, uh-huh. I guess. And it got voted down because the package was way too expensive. It was going to cost everybody, like, a lot of dollars.
Nope.
So we were all like, nope. See if you can... Second opinion, please, because we don't want to all spend, like, 14 grand this year or something. Crazy like
Yeah,
that
sounds like garbage. I don't have that much money, ever.
No, I've never even seen that much money.
$1,400?
Yeah. That's... No, $14,000.
What?
$14,000.
You'd have to pay $14,000 a piece to get that done?
Yeah, each... Well, that was, like, the estimation or something. Like, that each unit pays a different amount because it's, Jesus like, a Christ, different...
Jesus Christ, what kind of a bill is that? That's horrific.
Yeah, that costs a lot of money,
I've definitely
I guess.
Never seen $14,000.
No, never. Not in one place, anyway. Mm-hmm. I guess if we started running drugs, we'd have,
Oh, maybe we should just do that. I'm maybe so
we should
poor.
Just do drugs. Yeah, what are we gonna do? Sell pictures of our feet on the internet?
Yeah. I'd consider it.
Oh, I would 100% do it. Sorry, Mom and Dad. I'd do foot stuff for money.
Yeah, I pretty much would, too.
Yeah, they're so far away from me, mm-hmm. when you think about it. They're, like, on the very end of my body. They're barely even part of it. It's totally fine.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's how we're gonna fundraise for this podcast, is feet pictures.
Feet pictures. Like, do you like super tiny feet and you like super big feet? Great. Do
we got have you
the,
covered!
Do we have the show for you?
Oh my god, we can touch our feet sizes together and take
people will be like,
that.
Oh my god, it's a tiny, tiny elf and a giant Sam Squanch. You have the what size are your feet?
My feet are size 6.
And mine are 11, which are like the absolute biggest spectrum pretty much of adult foot size.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, technically a shoe can be bigger, and technically a shoe can be smaller, but they're not likely to be.
This is so fucking informative.
I'm just trying to make that content.
I'm really sorry, everybody listening.
I'm not that sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not that sorry. You're busy. I don't have an excuse, but the studio's at your house, so that really kind of limits what we're able to do.
Mm.
So, this is what you get, guys.
I don't know what else to talk about.
Okay, what else do we got? What else we got?
Maybe instead of current events, we can delve back into the archive. Do you want to talk about anything of, like, us as kids or teens or...
Oh, man.
Like, we had some questions that we were gonna start, like, remember when we did our, remember guys when we did our roundup for 1 year, we were like, we want to delve more into, like, some of our guests' origin stories and things like that. Is there anything that, I don't know.
I was just gonna do the opening line from The Jerk, and then I was like, it's not the year for that.
Mm.
Someone out there knows what I'm talking about. They were like, yeah, Katie, don't do that part.
Hmm. I don't know what it is. You can tell me off air.
I will. It's actually like, not offensive, but it's fine.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm so exhausted to
You're
even
so
think of
tired.
A, to even think of, like, a question that I want to ask you about your childhood, because I feel like I know you pretty well,
you know? You
but,
do.
Like, what about the years? Like, do you have any memories of, like, kindergarten, grade one? Like, what kind of stuff? Because I know that you were, like, you said that you were, like, a loner kid, more in, like, your preteen years.
Yeah,
but, like, did you ever have that time before, before okay. puberty and, like, sure. before you started getting self-conscious about your everything, like we all do, and
right.
go through that, like, shy stage of preteenhood?
Uh-huh.
What was, like, the thing that you were, like, most excited about in terms of, like, you know, how some people love, like, dinosaurs or horses or whatever? Did you have
okay.
a thing like that?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And do you have any, like, do you remember what that felt like to feel, like, super confident and, like... enthusiastic and this and that.
I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, I was just...
It's a bit of a loaded question.
No, it's great. I like it. We could definitely do that. It's all kind of part of the same rich tapestry. just insofar as I've always been the same kind of person where I've been kind of like a really... sort of just like a very bookish nerd in many ways. So I just read a lot as a child, even as a little kid. So people just thought I was like antisocial dork. Right, so I was just a passionate reader, and we've talked before about that I was really into, like, books about the witch trials and the Inquisition
oh,
and stuff like that,
right.
So that was stuff I knew a lot about. I knew a lot about sort of human cruelty for some reason, and also just reproductive health. That was a passion for
me. You were, like, super
really...
obsessed with, like, sex stuff?
Yeah, but not, like, in a titillating way, in very much in a scientific way. Like, I was really interested in how... Like, to put it sort of very colloquially, how babies came to be and stuff, you know, like how babies got made. And I really wanted to be an OBGYN, I think. I was really fascinated
really? Oh,
by...
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, I was really fascinated by just how babies came to be, like, because I didn't have any smaller siblings. Mm. And I was the youngest child sort of in my generation in the family, so there wasn't really any babies again until I was probably, I don't know, 13 maybe? So there was this whole amount of time where I was the youngest one and I didn't really get that aspect of the fascination with life. So as an experience, so I had to just kind of read about it. So I knew a lot about what sex was and, you know, how genetics kind of functioned on a very basic level and stuff. Like, I knew from a very young age that if a baby came out and it looked like someone had rubbed cream cheese on it, that was called vernix. Like, I knew that.
That's so random. I didn't know about that until, like, when I became a doula.
Yeah, well, I did, because, like, and also my aunt was a nurse, and she taught me a lot of really fancy words for things, like a sphygmomanometer for a blood pressure cuff, I guess, so...
Yeah.
She just, yeah, I got a lot of real scientific knowledge about, I really thought I would become a doctor.
I'm curious, like, what changed for you in terms of, like, you definitely have, I guess going into counseling is something in a caring profession as
yeah.
well,
yeah.
but what changed for you in terms of not going into pursuing medicine specifically.
I think...
Because you went into, like, more, like, writing and then into sociology stuff.
I definitely got more feedback from people about my writing. I think, like, I've always been very strong in the sciences, maybe less so in math, but I'm not bad at math. But I was always very passionate about science. I watched my Bill Nyes and, and et cetera. And I read my books, and I was always very good at doing science projects and things like that. So it wasn't so much that I wasn't good at that, so much as that I was really ahead of my peers in terms of my ability to read and my ability to write.
Do you feel like you kind of got streamed, like, into that kind of stuff by your teachers?
Big time.
Encouraged away from science stuff and encouraged more towards...
Definitely encouraged towards writing, just because it was more of a... This sounds very snotty, but it just sort of... I was more... outstanding at it, I guess, or like just like that I
stuck out.
They could
see that you had, much like a strong aptitude for it.
For sure. You know, there was definitely a lot of people who were good at research and stuff like that, but actually being good with English pretty much with words and stuff was, I just got way more positive feedback about that, I think, and people were like, wow, you're really good at this, you should do more of this. So that's, but then I also got the message that that stuff doesn't pay anything. So I was just like, well, I'm going to do that, but it's never going to be successful. So I should probably just not do it at all.
Huh.
So that sort of put me into a weird situation. I think I'd be further ahead now if I hadn't had that dual sort of voices who were saying, like, this is what you should do, but there's no point to doing that, so why bother?
So you're just like,
so I just work shitty jobs. Or...
Yeah, because I was thinking about my first jobs and then your first jobs. Like, when I think about when I first met you, you were doing, like, sales for the... ducts and other kinds
no,
of...
No, actually, we met before that. We met when I was working for the organic food
place.
Oh,
and then Winners.
And then Winners, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I did beforehand. I didn't start working at the electrical place till, I think, 2006.
Okay.
And we've been friends since 2003.
It's all a bit of a blur, to be quite honest.
Yeah, we did lots of fun things back then and today.
But, like, I was thinking about, like, my travel agency job. The only reason I did that was because my aunt was like, hey, want a job?
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. And those skills have, like, come back to be very useful,
oh, yeah.
which is great, actually.
But for
sure. Just what a weird thing, that path. Like, I thought I was going to do veterinarian stuff or, like...
You don't even like animals.
I do. I used to really.
Yeah, but you're not that into them as far as a human person goes.
Well, because I developed allergies. I used to love... Yeah. I had cats, like, growing up and stuff all the time, and dogs, and... I miss puppies.
they
make me sneeze so much.
So itchy all the time.
Yeah. But, yeah, and I wanted to do, science-y stuff for sure. I thought I would be, like, a chemist and, like,
just
do,
love,
like...
colorful liquids
and
vials and things.
Yeah, well, because I guess it appeals, like, witchcraft, but it's, like, modern-day witchcraft kind
totally.
Of thing. So, but I just, I never really... went into that. I was definitely steered away from math by, like, my terrible grade 8 math teacher who yelled at me and, like, failed me.
What a dick.
And he just, like, he wasn't actually that good of a teacher. Like, when I got a good teacher, I got A's.
What a super dick.
Yeah. But by then I was already steered away from, like, well, I guess I'm not good at this, so I guess I need to just focus on music and English instead, you know?
Yeah, totally. It's, but. Sometimes I'm a little bit, I'm not really bummed out that I got steered towards... less of the sort of hard sciences and stuff. I think I would have probably been good at being a doctor. I don't know if I would have been happy doing it.
Mm.
I'm very sensitive, right? Like, the failures would stick out for me a lot, and I'd probably overwork myself and be sick a lot.
Mm.
But I don't know. Like, I'm really interested in the creative arts and whatnot, but I wish I hadn't convinced myself for so long that there's just no point to doing it because you can't make money. Like, that was somehow the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you can't make a career of it, so don't waste a lot of time doing that. I'm like, fucking should have been writing throughout my whole 20s. I should have been doing comedy throughout my whole 20s. I would be probably very good by now if I had
been. Yeah, because you just have way more time to practice. Like,
so much so, and more energy, right?
Yeah.
I'm definitely, like, working as hard as I can at it right now, but it's still way behind other people who started the same time I did, right? Just because they've got more chutzpah and or live, like, in Vancouver proper and could get there a little bit more easily, but
that's
my big
sure.
excuse.
I just wonder about a lot of stuff sometimes, like, the path that we go down.
Right. I wonder.
You know, we were both really, like, practical kids, and I guess that comes from, like, our parents. Your parents being very, like, pragmatic, and
oh,
I guess
so
my
pragmatic.
Mom was really pragmatic as well.
Oh, yeah.
But my grandma was super practical. She's, like, she had this weird thing where she was super progressive in certain ways, but very sexist in others.
Right.
And her progressiveness and, like, her wanting me to be independent came from sort of a sexist place.
Right.
In a way where she was like, you know, you need to be able to, like, have a good job and make enough money to support yourself because you can't rely on a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, that's fine. That's sensible. Like, have enough money in your pocket to support yourself.
Right.
But, and we've talked about this on many a podcast about how she's, like, trained me to use my language so that I'd be taken more seriously. Because women, if you talk like a woman, you won't be treated, like, well, you know?
I love Lisa Frank stickers and, like, pooties.
But definitely emphasize, like, having a full-time job. And so I started working when I was 17 right away and never really did retail. I just, like, went into, well, I did retail a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, like, just trying to always be practical and never, like, doing the whole, like, I'm gonna backpack through Europe all through my 20s. Or, like,
yeah, I have so much shade for people who do that now.
I know.
I opened up sweet, sweet, wonderful past guest Renee Picard. She shared a friend's article that I have opened in my mobile phone. My mobile phone, because I'm British, you know. My cell phone as a tab on Chrome. This is too much exposition. that it's just like, why I'm glad I don't have a 9-to-5 or something like that. And I'm like, this is gonna make me so mad when I read it. And it will, and it won't be legitimate, because, like, I already have, like, a very alternative kind of work schedule, and I'm very, very pleased with it and stuff like that, but I still, like, just have that so ingrained in me that it's just like, oh, you're gonna go off and do that thing? We're all working hard and paying our taxes and things like that. Like, yeah. Who fucking gives a shit?
But it's like, so we didn't pursue, like, so much creativity, and it's like, I didn't even go to music school, even though I was playing lots of music, because I was like, well, you know, music school, what am I gonna, like, be in an orchestra? That's the only...
You need to move to Harlem in the Netherlands and play the viola?
Exactly, but it's like...
Katya.
That's, like, the only job that I could think of as a musician.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's very limited.
Yeah.
Like, as a worldview.
Yeah. So many things you can do with music.
Yeah.
I have a student who came in who has a degree in jazz. He's got a bachelor's of jazz. And he's doing a post-bac in the humanities. I was just like, that's hilarious.
Degree in jazz. It's about the papers that you don't write.
Oh my fucking god, that is... Wow. Wow. That's like...
That's how I would approach my, like, assignments. I would just put in a blank page and just be like... Look at the spaces in between the words.
Fuck you, first of all. Secondly, that was amazing. And thirdly, joke of the podcast, pretty sure. It's about the papers you don't write.
Did I tell you about, like, all the assignments that I submitted in my master's that were such, like, wanky projects?
They're similar to the ones that I wrote in my bachelor's that were incredibly wanky. Like,
yeah, it was like,
how can I write about wrestling and get a grade for it?
But, like, I submitted a lot of drawings instead of papers, where I was like, I'm thinking outside of the box. And it's like, I did this whole thing.
A picture's worth 1,000 words.
Well, yeah, like, I had this thing where it's like, we're supposed to take a term and then talk about, like, what is the sort of stereotypical meaning of that term, then do some research, and then be like, how would you reframe it? And I looked at, like, the classification of Aboriginal, and then went through and, like, read a whole bunch of, like, post-colonial and indigenous, like, philosophy and other kinds of, like, really interesting writing from indigenous scholars, and then looked at, like, how an Aboriginal worldview, it has, like, it's not linear time, it's very, like, circuitous, and it's very holistic, and anyway, so instead of writing a paper, I was like, that would be very colonial settler of me to write this in a linear form as a paper, so I'm gonna submit you this circle drawing that I made. It was super wanky and probably, like, pretty bad.
And how did that turn out for you?
Oh, I got a fucking A+. It was great.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they ate it up.
Oh, Jesus. It's like the education department. Every paper I wrote for that was just like, I was not a last minute paper writer in my BA. Mm-hmm. Like, I did do most of my work before the day it was due.
Yeah.
Which, you know, pat myself on the back.
Yeah. Well,
but I would
do the last
one. I would write them like in 2 hours the day before, and I would get 100% on them, and that's just bonkers. That should never happen.
Yeah.
It's just like, I wrote about the movie Crash, not the one where James Spader fucks people in car accidents, but the one where it's just a bunch of, it's like a white person's idea about racism.
Oh God,
it's a bad movie. It won an Oscar and it did not deserve it. It beat Gay Cowboys for an Oscar.
Ah,
Brokeback Mountain.
I no. should've.
I'm so, how could I be the person who says that? You know, Gay Cowboys. Because I could not remember the name of the movie for a second. Anyway, Crash sucked, and I wrote an essay about how much I fucking hated it. And I was the only person in the class who wasn't like, this was an amazing look at racism and diversity. And so I'm like, no, this is crap. This is crap. This is what a white person thinks racism is. This is just like white savior nonsense. This is nonsense. It's nonsense. And the teacher was like, well argued, A plus. I imagine she probably pissed her off a little, but whatever.
Maybe she stopped showing that movie in class is a good example of whatever. Maybe you changed some hearts and minds.
Maybe I changed some hearts and minds out there that day, Chris. And then no one else had to
sit through that bullshit.
Well, you know what? The thing was that they didn't even show it. It was like, go find it yourself and watch it. I was like, I'm not paying money for this piece of shit.
Had you already seen it at that time?
So no. Oh. God, I didn't want to read it. I just knew how bad it was. I'd read, you know, like, actual responses to it from people that I value.
Right on.
Great, great content we're making. Yeah. This is like a real Jackie and Laurie episode.
I don't know. How much time have we done? 36 minutes only. We should do Comic of the Week.
Comic of the Week. That was Puppo of the Week. Oh my God. They're all bleeding together in my head, all the podcasts. But, okay,
another weird assignment that I did was like, we had to do a presentation of some kind, but it's like you could write a paper about it, or I just always took the presentation option because I would just stand in front of the class and just
yammer
and just wing it for 10 minutes.
It's just
And I would always have like a cool diagram or like a picture that I used for inspiration. People are like, wow, like,
so visual.
Yeah, what a neat jumping off point. And I'd be like, oh, see how this, like, I'm trying to think of what it was. It was some zigzag thing, and I was like, see, it represents blah, 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 blah. It was like I was writing a blurb.
Represents my dick.
It was writing, like, I was writing a blurb for an art show, you know?
Ugh.
Where it's like, oh, the representation of the da-da-da-da.
Oh, it just feel dirty.
I loved it. It was so fun. But then, they let me get away with this, and they were like, oh, look at all these, like, awesome ways that we're accommodating, like, alternative ways of thinking, and we're trying to, like...
Oh, my God.
We're trying to, you know, hack the classroom kind of stuff.
Fuck.
But then for my final project, they made me write a goddamn lit review. And I was like, can I just do
an interpretive dance?
One person made a quilt one year.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really great because it was all about like feminized labor and stuff like that. So doing like...
Did she sew her menstrual blood into it?
Probably.
Fuck.
That woman that like knits with the ball of yarn in her vagina when she's menstruating, God. And then makes like a weird rusty stained scarf out of it. Your face, you look so mad about
it. I'm not grossed out even. I'm just like,
you just look so mad.
Yeah, I was like, so okay, wanky. Yeah, totally down with demystifying menstruation. Not into the menstrual art, never will be, probably. It's fine, do whatever you want, but I'm just gonna go, every time there is anything to do with vaginas or menstrual blood in art, I'm just like, fine. Just sculpting dick. I mean, I draw dicks on everything, so what do I have to say?
Yeah.
Honestly. I have no leg to stand on.
Third leg.
Tripod. Big old dick.
Cucumber.
Cucumber. I'm gonna make you watch that after.
Oh my God. I'm really tired.
Yeah.
Do we have to go to our show? It's almost 8 o'clock.
We should. Let's have to stay for the whole thing.
Eat a Yorkshire pudding and...
Yeah. And if we feel like it, we can say more, but...
Listeners,
we tried.
I truly apologize. I am burnt out and very tired, and I don't want to just only talk about election stuff, so you're welcome, because I could actually go on and on and on about, like, things with volunteers and this and that. Like, obviously no secrets, because I signed a confidentiality non-disclosure, blah, blah, blah.
Blah-de-blue.
But, like, I could talk a lot about the election platform. I stayed up till 1 a.m. 2 days ago reading the whole thing and making annotations because I'm a nerd like that.
Right.
But I won't, so you're welcome.
You're welcome. I don't fucking have shit to say. I've not been up to anything interesting. Not at all. Oh, I touched someone's penis by accident.
What?
I was like, what can I say that's funny? We gotta, like, get this to at least 45 minutes or we're total shitheads. I went to a great open mic on Tuesday. I had so much fun.
Don't touch comics' penises.
I will if I want to. I asked permission.
You don't know where those have been.
I have no idea where it's been. No, it's Steve Letts and Ollie Mon, local Vancouver sweethearts, run
Two cuties, man.
Both of them. Run a open mic every Tuesday night at the Junction in Davie Village, which is the gayborhood, for those of you who do not know.
And I went, and it was great fun, and I got a good spot, and I had a great time. But the guy who was hosting, Jordan Ducharme, it was his 27th birthday, and he was getting progressively liquored up, and I noticed he had a big old hole in the crotch of his pants. And I kept, like, you know, once you see something, you're like, wouldn't it be funny if I did this thing? And then you become obsessed with the idea of doing this thing. And I was like, I need to put my finger in the hole of his pants. But Katie, that's rude. You gotta ask first. So I did my set, and I gave back the mic, and I was like, I gotta stick my finger in that hole in your pants. And he was like, go for it. So I did. I was like, oh, oh, oh. And then I was like, oh God, sorry, I touched your balls. He's like, it was my dick. So we're very,
he wasn't wearing any underoos?
No, he was wearing underwear, but it was definitely like, there was, I went meat slamming. I was like, boing, like I touched a dick.
Did you get some curvature in there?
I don't know, but it was, you know, the slight yield that you get from it. It's just like kind of a weird thing. You're like, I touched my friend's penis. Whoops. But I kind of obviously was going to, cause I needed to put my finger in the hole in his pants. Like, I don't know why I was surprised by the outcome of this. I just really thought I hit balls, but it turns out I was wrong.
That's a game that Ed's...
Dick or balls.
That Ed's friend really likes to play for some reason. He'll just put, like, a chunk of one of the other,
of
like...
meat on you?
No, in his fist.
Oh, God!
And then you have to guess what's poking out. Is it dick or is it balls?
Oh, I'm sure I could win that game. I'm positive.
Yeah.
Does he, like, wax his balls?
I don't know. I've never played it with him, thankfully.
I feel like dick or balls, you'd be like, well, it's hairy, so balls.
Some people's parts of their dicks are hairy.
Get that checked out.
No.
How much of it?
Just a little bit at the bottom bit.
This got off the rails so quickly. Just went to dick town.
Aww.
Immediately.
It often does.
I've had one glass of wine. One.
It's because you haven't seen me in a long time, and I've been too busy to G-chat you.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah, I'm full of beans.
I feel like I've missed you a lot, actually.
Yeah, I miss you too. I do, and I think about you a lot, because I know how stressful and, like, how weird your schedule is, and how much you don't love it when that happens, so...
Yeah, I just need to, like, get into a routine, and we finally have, like, solidified one, and good. So it's gonna be good.
It's gonna be good.
I'm gonna survive, you guys. It's only a month. Aren't we glad that the election period here is only a month and not several years? Because that would be really awful.
Yeah, I just love that we just finished dealing with the whole U.S. election thing, and now it's another election. But please, for the love of God, please vote.
Please vote. Oh my God.
I almost said, I'm very partisan. I don't have,
oh, now
signed
I'm
anything.
Filtered off. NDP forever.
Oh yeah, like, NDP yeah. forever. My hair
we
is orange,
about,
my blood is orange.
We were talking
orange,
about John Horgan and how their platform is great already.
Yeah, and how he's cool dad. Cool dad Luke.
It just, like, you know what's cool is that they released the platform and it's totally costed out. So everyone that's like, the NDP's gonna raise your taxes and they're gonna spend it, it's like, no, actually, we're using the numbers that finance minister, former finance minister, because none of them are ministers right now, it's great. So Mike DeYoung did all the costing and they used that. And they're like, how about, though, instead of all of those tax cuts to millionaires, we're gonna increase their taxes by 0.5% or something, just like a teeny little increase, and it's like, you know, that's actually going to generate a fuck ton more money that we can use for healthcare.
Yep. Turns out, if you tax the richest, you get more money.
And just like a little, that they're fucking not even going to notice.
What are they going to do? Buy an Hermes scarf or something?
Yeah.
Like,
and so they're like,
suck my left.
They're like,
left
eliminating
one.
Bridge tolls, like, that's going to, like, cost so much money and blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know what we're going to use is the LNG Fantasy Fund, which basically Christy Clark said, like, all this money's going to go into here, and they just put a bunch of money in it from ICBC and from MSP and from a whole bunch of stuff. And it's like, how about instead we're just going to put all that money back into other things?
Huh.
And turns out we actually have... So basically what they did was very socialist. They just redistributed the wealth, and now we actually have a commitment to improve healthcare and public education, finally. Fuck. Oh my God.
So please vote.
Please vote.
And please vote NDP.
Yeah,
please vote NDP. Which I assume, honest to God, if you're listening to this and you live in British Columbia and you're not voting NDP, I don't understand.
Please don't vote Green. I cannot stress this enough. The Green Party is not progressive.
They're really not.
And their candidates are jerks.
And they're dumb.
The leader loves private schools and is so, like, my son had a bad teacher once in grade 4, so everyone should go to private schools because they're better. Public education, blah. And one of their candidates impersonated Martin Luther King. Did you see this?
I heard about it.
Yeah, he went up and did a speech in, like, black voice, basically. And
it was
so bad. And then he apologized and said, I have black friends.
No.
It was so bad. And then the candidate, one of the candidates running was asked a question about reconciliation and, like, First Nation stuff, and he just basically made some joke about, like, how we should all be sharing this land because we all are...
This land is
we're all immigrants from everywhere, even First Nations people came from somewhere else kind of thing, and it's just like, go away, please, forever.
Seriously.
So, yeah, the Green Party really fucking blows, and they're unfortunately starting to split the vote a little bit, and it's not good. Don't do it. Even in places that you think are so safe. I saw someone write, like, oh, Vancouver Hastings is so safe, you could vote for Hitler if he was on the ballot. All of your friends could do that.
Why would you vote for Hitler?
But, like, it's totally safe. It's like, no. Vote for NDP everywhere.
It's like, it's the Vegetarian Party. It's like, yeah, but it's Hitler. Like, yeah, but our platform, guys, it's the Vegetarian Party. Yeah, but your guy's Hitler. Yeah, but it's fine. Just vote. It's not going to do any harm. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't vote,
like,
Hitler.
Why would you vote for a party
that can't win?
That can't win. They have no chance of winning or forming government. So the only way that they're going to make good on their platform promises is if they form government, because you can't do fuck all in opposition.
Nothing.
Oh, I started doing it. I promised I wouldn't get into it, and then I started doing it.
I promised I wouldn't cry and or get really riled up about.
NDP just needs to form government. Please, please, please help us do that. Please go out and vote. Please tell your friends to go out and vote. There's 6 advance voting days, and you can vote now if you go to a district electoral office, which I'm going to do on my day off
tomorrow. Yeah. So how do we get the millennials out to vote? It's like, oh, if you don't vote, Dolores Umbridge wins again. Because the millennials like Harry Potter, and she's kind of like Dolores Umbridge.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
That wasn't very good.
Hmm.
How about, don't vote for her.
She sucks. I just want to, like, post pictures of her hanging out with Harper, because they're the same. They're buds. Like,
yeah.
You know how much you fucking hated Stephen Harper and you made Justin Trudeau win instead?
Yeah.
Because he's so dreamy or whatever? Like, John Horgan's kind of dilfy, and I shouldn't say that on the podcast, but, oops.
And, hey, imagine that was the one vote turning thing that got the victory, and John Horgan was like, you did it, Chris. You did it. Thank God for you, who maybe thought I was a dilf. Now watch me play disc golf.
He loves disc golf so much.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it.
I want a premier that likes disc golf.
I want a premier that likes disc golf.
Oh my god.
Is that
goodness.
It? Should we call it?
It is. You know what? We're at 50.
Fuck. Yes.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
Let's go dance to some 80s tunes.
Yeah, let's go dance to the synthetics.
Sounds good. Yeah, you guys listening to this, when next time you throw your next corporate function, you should hire the synthetics to come play 80s music, because they're super fun and they're great.
So I don't know that, because I haven't seen them yet, but I assume so.
You're in for a fucking treat. You've never seen them before?
Ooh, I love treats.
You're going to love it.
Oh my God.
I love
treats.
They have, there's some very cute people in the band. You're going to have a good time.
I think the keyboard player is pretty fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Okay, we love you guys. Thanks for putting up with
this. Take her easy there.
We only have, like, 3 more podcasts during election season, so... Like,
we'll try to make them better than this one.
Okay, love you, bye!
It's like... It's like he won Make-A-Wish 30 years ago to, like, be the front man of a funk band, and he just didn't die, so they just had to keep letting him do it.